From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, a suicide bombing in Afghanistan may have targeted Vice President Cheney. Also, a doctor's take on a new vaccine with a political twist. The news of the day.
First, this caught our attention this morning and will be the dinner subject for many families tonight, we suspect. A new study finds today's young people are increasingly self-centered.
Yeah, Alex, researchers studied thousands of students over the last 25 years using a research tool called the Narcissistic Personality Inventory. The results, kids of college age now are more self-absorbed than ever. Later, we'll talk to a student about this idea.
Jean Twenge is the lead author of the study. She's a professor of psychology at San Diego State University and the author of the book Generation Me. Professor Twenge, welcome to Day to Day, and tell me, what is the Narcissistic Personality Inventory?
Well, it's a 40-item questionnaire, and it has items on it like, if I ruled the world, it would be a better place. I like to be the center of attention. I can live my life any way I want to. And I think I am a special person. So today's college students are more likely to have a feeling of self-importance, to be entitled, and in general to be more narcissistic. About two-thirds of current college students score above average on narcissism, and that's 30% more than scored above average in 1982.
And what does this mean if you get these kinds of scores? What kind of a person are you going to turn out to be?
Well, you'll be very self-centered. And you will not be very good at relationships because you're going to lack empathy for other people and have a hard time taking someone else's perspective. In general, you may be happy, probably very happy with how you feel about yourself, but you're going to end up in the long run alienating other people.
In the accounts of the report that I've read, you trace this back to the kind of the self-esteem movement of the 1980s when kids who were 20 now were being told, you're great, you're wonderful, and think about yourself in terms of self-esteem.
That's right. So, for example, it's really common for children in preschools to sing a song that goes, I am special, look at me. So the problem is three-year-olds already know that they're special, and this just reinforces it and really ends up building narcissism rather than any kind of healthy self-esteem.
I think I read in the details in these stories that you're blaming this on the parents, though.
I put parents third on the list. I put schools and media as one and two because the self-esteem programs in schools have had a big effect on kids. We're teaching them these things from the time they're about 3 years old, if not earlier. And then there's so many messages in the media that encourage this kind of narcissism. When I did the research for the book, it was extremely easy to find examples of self-focus and individualism and inflated expectations just by watching a few hours of television.
Professor Twenge, you're blaming the media?
Well, what a shock, right? Not all of it, of course, not NPR, but so many TV shows and magazines that encourage seeking attention and materialism, and this general idea started by the baby boomers that feeling good about yourself is the most important thing in the world, apparently more important than working hard or having talent or caring for other people. My favorite example is the Whitney Houston's 1985 song, The Greatest Love of All. That song claims that the greatest love of all is loving yourself. In a previous generation, no one would have ever said that.
Professor Twenge, we're going to speak with a member of what you call Generation Me. What should we ask this young person?
You might ask them, do you think that your generation is focused on becoming rich and becoming famous? And do you think your generation is self-focused? And if not, why not? What are some concrete examples of some exceptions to this apparent rule? A lot of young people will say, well, of course I think I'm special. What's wrong with feeling good about yourself? My answer is always, well, nothing. It's fine to feel good about yourself, but feeling special and entitled and that you deserve special treatment, that's not good for society in the long run.
Professor Jean Twenge of San Diego State University, lead author of a new study that says young people are growing more narcissistic. Professor Twenge, thank you.
You're welcome.